It is just gone 30 minutes past 11 o'clock. I am joined by two gentlemen here. I have got Don Ashworth. Good morning, Don.
Good morning to you, Jazz.
And I've got Matthew Markowitz.
Good morning, Jazz.
And how are you, gentlemen, this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Right. OK, Matthew. So can you explain to me, you had a bit of a special morning this morning, so what happened?
I did indeed. I was presented my wood beads this morning after many years of training.
Right, right. And who presented them to you?
My scout leader. When he's been throughout scouting, he's been my leader. And he's retiring after this week, after 24 years of leading.
24 years, right. Now then, Don. So what scout group are you from, gentlemen?
Second Cleavers.
Second Cleavers. Now then, so Don is the group scout leader. So good morning, Don. So how do you feel? It must be mixed feelings this morning.
Mixed feelings indeed. One being ecstatic at the fact that Matt's got his wood beads, which he fully deserves. He's been with us for quite some years now, as a young leader and then as a leader, and we're really lucky to have him as our scouts. But really sad as well, because Phil, as Matt says, has been with us for 24 years, 22 of which I've been with him, and it's a bit like a bereavement, Jess, really. he'll be going off into the sunset, and I'll be looking, and there will be bits of him everywhere, not literally, but figuratively, and I'll say, oh, I remember Phil doing that. Oh, I remember when.
Yes, so, absolutely. I mean,
awful.
Yeah.
But exciting as well.
Yeah, it's a new leader, isn't it?
Indeed, yes.
A new man in charge.
Indeed.
Okay. Right. I mean, I remember taking over as a scout leader when I was just short of 24 years old, and it is quite a responsibility, isn't it? So, Matthew, how do you feel about taking on the responsibility of a troop? I'll tell you, though, perhaps we should just explain, can you just explain the background? What is your current role in scouting, and is it going to change?
Well, it's not really going to change. I'm more changing the night that I'm running. I took charge of a Thursday night scouts at the same group about 2 years ago. Now I'm taking charge of the Friday night scouts because it's easier for me with other commitments.
Right, excellent. So what's going to happen to the Thursday night scout troop, Don? Or should I not ask questions like that? Big grin appears on your face.
Really exciting, really, because it's going to give me a chance of being a scout leader for a little while.
Oh my goodness.
We have an excellent assistant scout leader in Nikki, and we've been very lucky because Matt in his occupation actually met someone that is a scout or has been in scout. And who was that, Matt?
There's a chap called Peter. He's willing to help us out on Friday nights. He's
brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So, can you tell us something about your scout troop then, Matt? The scout troop that you're going to be taking over?
Scout troop that I'm going to be taking over, it was just a normal scout troop. We run much as any other, I expect.
Right.
So, about 20 scouts at the moment. We were too big a few years ago, so we had to start another Thursday night, which I took over, and yeah, it's going very well.
So, I mean, how many scouts are there in the two troops now? In both of that Thursday and Friday.
About 35
scouts. Big group, lots of scouts. Yeah, and of course, this emphasises the big issue, isn't it, that's affecting scouting, is the fact that we've got all these young people that want to do these activities, and it's just the lack of adult support, isn't it, that want to do it, that want to come along and help out. So now then, Matthew, it's interesting, we're having a discussion, and we're sort of talking about how the makeup of leaders has changed almost. It's just that I think many years ago, I think I was having this discussion with Phil actually, leaders used to come through the ranks, so as to speak. You know, young people would become scouts, venture scouts, leaders. Nowadays that seems to be few and far between, but you're the exception that proves the rule, aren't you, I suppose?
Yeah, I suppose so. We found at Second Cleavers over the last few years, we're getting a lot of our scouts come back to us as young leaders. They're always wanting to say, can we come back? We want to help you out.
That's good. It's obviously that you're building that relationship, because, I mean, quite often you see young people and you get to sort of 13, 13 and a half, and you know, it's almost like they can't wait to get out of the scout troop. But if you've actually been able to build that up and they want to come back and they want to help out, and to a certain extent, one of the, one of the changes, recent changes that's helped you do that has been the Young Leader Scheme, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I took advantage of it when I was an Explorer Scout, and some of our helpers have taken big advantage.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got one of your assistant leaders here who's a little bit shy when it comes to microphones, and that's Tom. But Tom's just 18, and he was 18 about a year ago, wasn't he? And he's just come through the Young Leader Scheme and is now one of your assistant leaders. So it's working very well for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think from a district point of view, we've done well across the board. We must have had five young leaders that have gone on to become leaders across Wyre. So it does work, and I think the young leader grouping is excellent, really, and it gives them a bit of structure which they need beyond being within their own particular group. Because they need to be explorers as well, and that's important for them.
Well, because, I mean, I can speak from a slightly inside point of view. I mean, when we did Road Rose 2010, I was the Explorer Scout Leader for the Museum Leader Unit in Wyre, and I was absolutely amazed, though, the quality of some of these young people that are coming through and that are helping their youngsters, their friends, and no, sort of their peers, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, I know that I've got two explorers from Carlton on the Camp and a Scout, and one of the explorers is a young leader, and one of the explorers he's just waiting for that 6 month gap from leaving Scouts to before he becomes a young leader. And young leaders are incredibly helpful parts of the team. And I remember, as a young lead leader, quite often you get requests from Scout groups sort of saying, can we have a young leader, can you find us one? And it doesn't quite work that way, does it? You know, because at the end of the day, it's down to the Scout groups to establish that relationship. Right, well,